Hi, everyone. So we are going to talk about a project that we were working on at PSC. That I mean, when we apply for this, speaking about this, we were working on this, but now we have stopped working on this. So we are going to go through what we were doing and the reasons why we stopped working on this. So a little bit of the retrospective of a project, let's say. I started working in 2022 on the CKVM that at that moment PSC was working on, that was based on Hallow-2, kind of a Planckish arithmetization, and because it was very complicated to build something like that on top of Hallow-2, it's inevitable that you need to abstract things. So as an engineer, I found there like a treasure trove of really interesting abstractions to be able to build the CKVM on top of Hallow-2. A lot of layers on top of the Hallow-2 to be able to reason about it and to kind of like, abstract on it and build what we require. And there's like the things like the state machines, it seems like was like the right level of abstraction to think about proving computation on top of a Planckish arithmetization and the cell manager that was used to kind of place things in a more efficient way on the Planckish table, and also how to combine like composability with something that was called the super circuit and subcircuit. And all this was built when I started working here, but I started kind of learning about it. And I found like this idea that these abstractions actually, if they are made in an accessible way, could make much more easy for the average developer to develop CK apps, and that something like this could help multiply CK apps development. And with that, we started Chiquito first as a DSL in Rust. Then we added a Python frontend to make it even simpler, with the idea that developers didn't need to even learn Rust, they could do it on Python. And then after bringing it to several hacker houses and working with builders at a experimental level, with more information about how it should be built, we started kind of creating our own frontend, our own parser for a language that kind of has a similar syntax to Circon, but has state machines and more things. So in the end, what we implemented, the state machines, that are as the kind of the definition, like the constraints of the transitions of state machines, are kind of the circuit. And the witness is the trace of a instance of an execution of these state machines. And that's kind of like the main abstraction at Chiquito. And then with the cell managers, we abstract how that is converted to the Planckish table and how the witness is arranged in an efficient way and can be is independent, so can be configured in different ways to try different things. Then another thing that we built is like arbitrary Boolean expressions compilation to polynomial identities. No, so the constraints are expressed as polynomial identities, and we built a system that any Boolean expression, as complicated as necessary, it would be automatically compiled to this. And we kind of develop a mini theory about how to build this that can be used in other languages, like how to compile any Boolean expression into polynomial identities. Then we also, like, compilers has to optimize, and through optimization can get to better performance than, I'm going super slow. So yes, we did more things, and this is how it looks, the code. And you can, like, for example, here you can see like arbitrary Boolean expressions that are compiled automatically to constraints. And we saw like it was super easy, and users really quickly could develop like complicated things like Blake2 hash that in the CKVM we couldn't implement on top of Hallow-2 normally with it. And we checked that it has the same performance as manually doing with Hallow-2. And we found some things that can be better. And then the reasons to sunset it is basically CKVMs, the race of CKVMs make us reason that now we are in a kind of CKVM era, that the applications we want to build now are probably better built by on CK VMs. And thank you for all the people participating in different stages on Chiquito, PSC engineers, researchers, and grantees. And yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks, Leo. Question time.
I had to accelerate a lot.
Any questions? Oh, there. I'll go closer.
I wanted to throw it.
You want to throw? You can do next.
Okay. Hey, Lance.
Yo, what's up, Leo? So question on custom constraint systems. I saw that there was one of the libraries that you all use. When it comes to CCS and ZKVMs, can you, like, are there any ZKVMs that are implementing for that to go from like Plonk to Air?
But that wouldn't be like to go from Plonk to Air? That would be kind of a easy translation, I think. Like, not a VM, but from Plonk into Air would be kind of easy translation, no? Because the difference is kind of how the rotations work in the arithmetization. So we implemented the backend as powder, that is kind of Air. So
powder?
I cannot show this. Like,
I'm familiar.
So we implemented a backend for powder that is kind of Air. It's easy. Plonk is and even CCS. We implemented the backend in CCS, Sonove. It compiled to. We didn't have time to check the performance on Sonove, but it was something that was compilable to many different proving systems.
Really cool.
I think there's a question here.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to start? This one. Oh.
Hi, thank you, Nikolai from Terminal 3. A few questions, actually. First, can I verify your proof on chain, like in BN 254? That's basically the only on-chain verifier now.
Yeah.
And then you said you'd made Python, but can I do a Rust code and compile it? And because most of cryptography is in Rust, so Rust is very useful here. And
Let's do these two, and then if you want.
Okay.
Sorry, don't forget. So the first question on chain, so we for the ZKVM we implemented a verifier in Solidity for the Halo 2 proof. So as long like. It depends on the proving system that you use in the backend, if it can be verified on because it's kind of independent on the proving system, can compile to different proving systems, and they generate different proofs. So it depends on that. And the second question, Rust, it's built on Rust. Chiquito was built on Rust, and then we put like a parser, a frontend, but yes, you could interact and connect it with other Halo 2 circuits built on Rust and kind of actually integrate it together. And another question?
Okay, we have one more question. Okay, there.
Yeah, better you throw it.
You want to throw it again?
Okay.
Last opportunity.
Whoa.
Too short.
So bad.
So I actually not sure I understand the difference between a ZKVM and a ZK compiler. Like a ZKVM takes your Rust code, translated into like let's say RISC-V instructions and proves that.
A CKVM is one circuit that it witness is the trace of the execution of an instruction set. So the CKVM is not a compiler; it's a circuit that takes as witness the trace of the execution and proves that you have executed correctly the program. So in that case, you compile Rust to this instruction architecture, and then you execute it and you get the trace and that verified. That compiler takes some kind of description of what you circuit that and actually kind of outputs a circuit itself. So you could build a CKVM on a DSL in a language. I don't hear you, yeah.
So what actually executes the code? Like, what does a proof proves if it doesn't prove correct execution, right, with the compiler?
Yeah, with the compiler, you generate a circuit that proves something about a witness. So a CKVM is a type of circuit, no? It's a type of circuit that proves the execution of the trace of a specific instruction set. Okay, but a circuit can prove any witness like this follow certain properties, certain constraints. In the case of the CKVM, the constraints are the correct execution of the instruction set. Happy, I knew that question. I knew the answer. If they ask something different.
I don't think we have time for one more question, but please feel free to talk to Leo after his talk.